The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And there's the wind on down the road. Our shadow's taller than our souls. Yes, is a lady we all know. Shines white light. Isn't that beautiful, the human mind is, music like this? You can almost imagine music is pretty played in heaven. Robert Plant, the amazing songwriter. I want to hear this last little part, then we're getting into the full broadcast today. It is already the 10th day, can you believe it, of April 2016. And it's official. The United States now has a new form of government. And we're about to go around the wind in the road. The bottom is falling out. Get ready. All the old defenses are falling. The West, diseased and inbred and old, corrupted, is fallen. And if you listen very hard, wow! And I pledged to myself today before I came in here to not get upset. But it really is amazing. People ask, why do I talk about drugsreport.com so much? And it's because I can't go anywhere else and see reality other than my own mind, usually. And I got up this morning, I read the news. It was all there to sell pure evil as if it was totally normal. And then I just punched up the Drudge Report, and there was the truth. Exactly what it was, not my opinion, but fact. No primary, no caucus, Cruz gets all Colorado delegates. Let's put that up on screen for TV viewers, if we can. Again, radio/TV. No primary, no caucuses, Ted Cruz gets all Colorado delegates. Look at that right there. And then I sat there this morning, and I sat there today, right before I went on air, and I asked them to print me more articles. I said, just type in Cruz, Colorado, delegates, and find somebody criticizing it, saying it's wrong. No one did. From the New York Times to the LA Times to the Denver Post, it was all completely normal that, oh, the Republicans just decided to cancel the election. Yeah. And they gave Cruz all the delegates. And they did that under territorial emergency decree of the federal government. You know the only other areas in the U.S. that can do that are territories, right? They're not even states. And that tells you that they're operating Colorado under an emergency decree. And it actually says that in the Washington Post. But they say it like it's no big deal. Listen to this headline. Colorado Republicans cancel presidential vote at 2016 caucuses. For the last few months, I've gotten up here on air and I've said, what do you call what's happening? I've told Roger Stone, the big steal is not enough of a term. So last week he said, okay, it's the big rig. No, it is the presidential election being canceled. Because if you're electing someone and then they ignore that and appoint both the Democrat and Republican candidates, as they're doing, that is a canceled election. That's what it is. And there it is out of the Washington Post. Colorado Republicans canceled presidential vote in 2016 caucuses. It's the only article out there other than Drudge that actually says what's happening. But they go on like it's no big deal. Just look at that headline. No primary, no caucus. Cruz gets all Colorado delegates. Look at that headline on Drudge right there. That's what's going on right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they think of you. And this is only the beginning. You see, there's a wind on down the road. Our shadows taller than our souls. The lady we all know shines white light.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We're live. It's Sunday, April 10th, 2016.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Rock and roll. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 10th day of April, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be covering pretty much the most epic news ever, and I tend to say that all the time now because it's true. As things progress, the nakedness, the openness of global tyranny becomes more and more evident and, quite frankly, unreal, surreal. It's really hard to find the words to describe it. I got up this morning, and I began reading the headlines like 8 a.m. I slept in till about 7:30. And I turned on CNN, I turned on Fox News, I went to the computer, I was reading the news. It was just, oh, Cruz gets all the delegates in Colorado. And then I kept looking, well, wait, there's supposed to be an election. And I went, oh, the Republicans just decided to cancel it outright and to just vote because they're the party insiders appointed by the party to give him all 34 delegates. And everybody from Bloomberg Politics, the Associated Press, just spin it like, oh, Trump's an idiot. He got out-muscled by Cruz. You mean the Republican establishment, who already had the superdelegates in place, didn't want to be overpowered by the actual delegates who represented the voters from their precincts. So they just said, we're canceling the whole thing. And I searched this morning, and I searched this afternoon, and finally, Matt walked in and found one article that actually said what happened out of the Washington Post. Colorado Republicans canceled presidential vote 2016 caucuses. And that's what I keep calling this, is the canceled election. They'll still have a ceremonial election. But when the establishment appoints who the candidates are and ignores your votes, hell, they're even talking about putting Paul Ryan in with no delegates at the RNC in July there in Cleveland, Ohio. And the only other place I saw that got it right was DrudgeReport.com. I mean, Infowars.com is reporting on it, but the only place that emblematically got it all right, let's put it on screen for TV viewers, radio listeners can go there. No primary, no caucuses. Cruz gets all Colorado delegates. Voters not needed. Oh, my goodness. And then you click on it, and it takes you to Bloomberg Business. So this is all the art. Donald Trump wrote The Art of the Deal. This is all the art of hiding incredible crime in plain view. Just like they have a multi-billion dollar federal vaccine damage fund where if you can jump through hundreds of hoops, then they'll quietly make you sign gag orders and pay you out on your dead children or your brain-damaged children from the vaccines. And they get up on TV and act like there's no damage, no problems, when the inserts say it can kill you dead in a hammer or give you all sorts of neurological disorders, Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, epilepsy, early onset, neurological disorders like Parkinson's. I mean, it's on the inserts. But notice vaccine makers, like other drug makers got to tell you, side effects, heart attack, brain damage, death. You see those ads, but see, vaccine makers have liability protection since the early 80s. And so they don't have to tell you the side effects when there's an ad for the flu shot, do they? Because they got total protection. And they just sit there and hope you don't know. It's the same deal. We began 10 months ago, 9 months ago, with Richard Reeves up here, Infowars.com, a political analyst who's been a state delegate here in Texas, a good friend of mine, about 14 years. And he said, no, the word is, they're telling us it doesn't matter how we vote. They're going to pick whoever they want this year because they knew Trump was running. And so now that's happening, but to see them go from saying it behind the scenes to now doing it openly is really unprecedented. And so we can officially say, because it's in the news that Sanders won Wyoming handily, they gave Hillary the delegates. That's in the Hill newspaper. Whether you love Sanders or hate him, I mean, I can't stand him, doesn't matter. He's the guy people are voting for because they see him as a populist. So a lot of those folks mean well. And it's the same thing for Trump. I got some big problems with Trump. But they're scared to death of him because he's a nationalist and doesn't want unfair trade deals. We stop letting China and other people have internal tariffs on us. That's just fair. We'll have industry again. And that's why they hate his guts, because our own elites made deals with the Central Committee and the Politburo of China to use their billion-plus people as slaves to leverage out all other economies globally. The engine of world government is the Chinese slave labor. So I don't even feel like worthy to come on air. And I was sitting here before the broadcast thinking, how do I come up with the words? That's not a figure of speech. I mean, how do I come up with words that, A, they're stealing the election in front of everybody, basically canceling it, and it's all done super calmly, like it's no big deal. Just like just the last decade, we've seen Goldman Sachs in three European countries, what, Italy, Greece, and Ireland, well, and some others as well, appoint presidents and prime ministers. And they'll have a headline in the news going, oh, yeah, that's just how it works now. The central banks appoint the presidents or prime ministers. And then they'll have an article in paper going, yes, we're technocrats, and we know best, and so we run things now. And then you find out the megabanks created the debt, get the countries to sign on to it, then impoverish them, and then dictate terms like a captured nation. But it's not like a captured nation. We are. And so now, the Republicans early on, 6-8 months ago, said, we're just going to take the votes at the convention from Trump, whether he wins or not, we're just going to have the superdelegates say no and ignore the popular vote because we changed the rule. We say so. Then Hillary started stealing right after Sanders would win, like New Hampshire and other states. She would just come in and say, I don't care who won by 20 points. I get the delegates. They would say, that's right. You get the delegates just because we said so. Who makes the decisions? We do. We do, to quote The Simpsons. I mean, this is out in the open now. And so the Republicans went, yeah, we don't have this big fight. Let's just take the delegates, even though he won Arizona, even though he won Tennessee, even though Trump won Louisiana. We're just going to take him after the election. And so he wins, but then he doesn't. He complains. They go, oh, sore loser. And now Colorado goes, you know what? For the first time ever, we just changed the rules here. We're the party. Even though it's popular vote, we hold out one person, one vote. It's false advertising. It's fraud. We claim, and the media is going to go along with us on this, that we're just going to cancel the vote. And then, boom, Ted Cruz gets everything. Boy, what an outsider, Ted. I mean, I really am ashamed of Ted Cruz. You talk about claiming he's anti-establishment, claiming he's, and then there he is being given everything with the Bushes and Jeb Bush and his family running his campaign. The Bushes run his campaign. That's where he came from. I always heard he was a Bush mole. Didn't want to believe it. He is a Bush mole. This will be the fourth term of the Bushes. And they got George P. Bush here in Texas waiting in the wings. I mean, God help me from these carpetbaggers, and I don't mean Yankees. Yankees are great folks. Carpetbaggers are Yankees that come down here and pose as locals and screw everybody over and feed off of them thinking we're a bunch of idiot country bumpkins. You know what? I guess we are. Texans to support Ted Cruz. Give me a break. All hat and no cattle. But I know he wears cowboy boots, so he's a better Texan than I understand that. I understand that. When you're an eighth or ninth generation Texas, you can't trump a guy from Canada who's lived out here 5-6 years. So we got that situation going on. And so when we come back, before I get to all this other news, I thought I would just go to the encyclopedia on Politburo, the Communist Party of China, and the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, because when you want to know the new form of government we have, because they are basically right in front of you canceling the election, and that's even the Washington Post says that, but it's no big deal. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, the temperature today. This is how China works. There's these unelected Politburos and Central Committees that were there from the start, and then they just run everything.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Colorado Republicans cancel presidential vote 2016. That's the Washington Post. Martial law is coming. It's here.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, our government funds ISIS and Al-Qaeda. It opens our borders up and brings in unvetted refugees. Our government shuts down 3 power plants a week. China opens 3 a week on average. Our government, in every major TV program out there, attacks the family and the institution of marriage. And it convinces the general public to the end of this as if it's progressive and trendy. And now, here's the Washington Post. Colorado Republicans cancel presidential vote 2016 caucuses. New York Times, Ted Cruz wins majority of delegates in Colorado. The average person doesn't think, well, wait, I thought there was an election. Oh, no. Oh, no. Now there's just the Republican Central Committee. Let's go back to Drudge, and I'll show you the headline there. Drudge gets it right. No primary, no caucuses. Cruz gets all Colorado delegates, voters not needed. They're not needed. And they get up on TV and they go, every channel, Democrat and Republican leaders, they get up and go, yeah, that was never about votes. What? They even had national TV shows. I put it last week into the conspiracy theorist, Alex Jones. They had a CIA operative named Buck Sexton on MSNBC going, don't listen to Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. When talking about how they're canceling the election. And they don't even tell the viewers he's an active CIA officer. Anybody can Google it. They have the CIA on TV saying, they don't even debate what I say. They just play a clip of me saying, how dare them try to cancel the election. We need to be in Cleveland and they try to steal it from Trump to point out that the popular vote has been taken and this country's moving into a Politburo style situation, which it is. That is 100% what it is. But they've got a guy that looks like Bob's Big Boy. He looks like Mr. Captain of the football team up there on TV going, don't listen to Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. And we ought to pull that up and play it again. I mean, this is really getting crazy. It's like they'd say 20 years ago, don't listen to him. He says the Federal Reserve's private. Now they admit it. I mean, how much of this are people going to take? It'd be like if the IRS came and took your house for no reason and you say, please don't take my house. And they go, we're not taking your house, conspiracy theorist, as they throw you out. It's mind control. It's like a game they play. And then Hillary goes on The View, we're going to play this clip in a minute, and just declares her victory, not of the Democratic primaries and the convention coming up in Philadelphia, but of the presidency. She has crowds of like 500 people, 1,000 max. Bernie Sanders, 50,000, 100,000, 20,000. I don't like Bernie Sanders, but he's been winning. And they just give the delegates to her when he wins all these states. That's in the news today. I mean, look at this. It's out of the Hill newspaper. Sanders extends win streak in Wyoming, but delegates go to Hillary. At least least the New York Post got it right. Rigged race means Hillary takes more delegates in Bernie's Wyoming win. This is 2 plus 2 equals 5. Trump's getting trounced in Indiana. Politico, and it goes on to say, before they even have the race, the delegates have now pledged to go against him, even the people vote him in, which in polls it shows he'll win. I mean, do you understand? They're just telling you that they're, and then they go, oh, we changed the rule. Like, that makes it okay. Like, I mean, I guess they can legalize pedophilia, and it's okay that Hastert's reportedly, you know, screwing all these children. And they all just cynically laugh at you to make you feel small, to make you feel alone, to make you feel like you have no power. As campaigns seek delegates, ordinary voters feel sidelined. New York Times. Oh, you feel sidelined now that they're saying your vote doesn't count. Because you're not voting for one of the selected people. And see the patronizing, oh, you feel sidelined. Oh, we're sorry. Not saying it's illegitimate, not saying it's fraud, not saying it's false advertising to say your vote counts and have an election loss. You can't have these parties who are supposed to be the guardians of this over public elections and public election laws where they guarantee one person, one vote, the Civil Rights Act, blacks fighting to not have to pay poll taxes to vote Jim Crow. And they suddenly say, forget Jim Crow, forget poll taxes, your vote doesn't count at all. And no one in the media points out it's false advertising. No one in the media points out it violates state rules where they advertise one person, one vote, and felonies if you get caught cheating. But then the committee said they changed those rules in the 70s, but they don't even have the nerve until 2016 to try it. This is such a mind game. Such a mind game how just they create this false reality with all these thousands of newspapers and TV shows just going, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. Oh, your vote never counted to begin with. And you don't think they won't steal it from whatever ringer Republican they put in so that Hillary wins? You don't think if they'd openly steal the primaries, they wouldn't steal the election? Oh, and by the way, let me tell you what's coming after this election. Total financial collapse. That's in the news today. Obama prepares for the next housing bubble implosion. They prepare for federal, state, local, and corporate defaults all over the world. China spiraling in a death plunge. And now let's get to this final point. I'm going to come back and get into more of this news. Let me go over this for folks. You can just type in Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, because Russia doesn't have this anymore. Or I'd use that example. Politburo of the Communist Party of China. And the Central Committee set up in China in 1927, they didn't take over until 1949, when the CIA backed Mao, is 171 members appointed by the original leader, Mao Zedong. And over half the people in it today are the children or grandchildren of the original group. Just like North Korea. We can punch up my computer. I want to show TV viewers, radio listeners, you can go see for yourselves at InfoWars.com story, London Independent. North Korea successfully tests rocket that will let it launch nuclear strikes on the U.S. And look at the smiling baby face of a wimp who no one would want to play pool with, no one want to go hiking with, no one want to go to a movie with, no woman wants him, but he has a hereditary grandfather that was a North Korean dictator that China put in power. Hundreds of thousands starve to death a year. They've ended the family. Everything's collapsed. But don't worry, our government under the Clintons gave nuclear reactors and missile secrets to North Korea so they can now do this. And that's the face of the state. A weird little stunted nerd who thinks Dennis Rodman's cool. But you know, he's elected too. They have a Politburo that never goes away, and then it elects him every year. China elects their dictator. You know, we have a president our president meets with. And now the Republican and DNC are openly coming in saying, you don't count anymore. We appoint. And who appoints them? The party. We have a two-party dictatorship now, openly. This is the end of America officially. This is a coup, openly in your face, going on right now. Do you understand? Those aren't words. That's fact, folks. The end of America. You're investing in your health and supporting the InfoWar when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drill down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple-blue crystals to extract the ultra-pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nation Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula, and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, unelected party officials in the Democrat and Republican parties, in their own words, are canceling the 2016 election and ignoring the popular vote that has Bernie Sanders winning and Donald Trump winning these critical primary elections. And now we've gotten to the point where even the Washington Post comes out and says election canceled. Right here. Colorado Republicans cancel presidential vote at 2016 caucuses. But then they just go on to report on it like they're, again, talking about a football game coming up next Sunday or something. It's all done incredibly calmly. And then we've got Politico reporting Colorado GOP deletes hashtag Never Trump tweet, pledges investigation. Oh, they're going to have an investigation because that shows that they were against Trump. They canceled the election where he was ahead of Cruz in the polls and gave it to Cruz. Of course they are saying Never Trump. But see, oh, there'll be an investigation because they bragged minutes after and put on the official RNC tweet, Never Trump. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is crazy. Cruz campaign outmuscles Trump in 34-delegate Colorado sweep. They outmuscled. It's not outmuscled if it's rigged. That's implying he won the debate. See how that's psych warfare headline? When you steal something now, it's because you're muscle. Well, you know, like he won it or something, like he's a... you know, a top linebacker or something. But now the Trump team vows to win delegate majority as rivals prepare for open convention. Yeah, he started hiring the right people to come in and try to fight for the convention. So the Republicans are doing what Hillary's doing now. They are simply stealing it at the state level or canceling the elections. And I got to give it to myself again. I probably shot 6, 7, 8 videos. Just type into Google. I mean, you guys do it for TV viewers. Just type in Alex Jones 2016 election canceled. And you'll see 6 video emergency reports I shot the last 3 months with all the trolls, you know, oh my gosh, fear mongering, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. When they're openly saying they're going to ignore the popular vote and just appoint people, that's canceling an election, bozos. There it is. Oh, April 1st. People thought it was a joke. It wasn't. Election to be canceled. Establishment vows to steal election from the people. And there's more than that. It goes back months. Just type in 2016 election to be canceled. Infowars.com. You'll get at least 5 or 6, I don't, maybe more, video reports I did. There it is. Report. U.S. presidential election canceled. March 26th. Boom. And it goes on and on. On and on and on. And it's almost my curse in life. I just really see stuff straight. Oh, there's Roger Stone, March 28th. Will they cancel the election? Oh, my gosh, on my show. And again, I'm not into the fact I know what I'm talking about. It freaks me out that, like, only the Drudge Report, Matt Drudge, and I use the term canceled election. And then now the Republicans are using the term, going, yeah, we're canceling it. Go home, shut up. But then I get to turn on CNN and see Buck Sexton. What a fake name. CIA officer. And I looked on him, I go, look at that guy, CIA. He had a bunch of fake animal stuff for the, let me look that up. Boom, CIA. They don't even tell you. The guy is up there going, don't listen to Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy theorist? What? I mean, give me a break. And I love these modern CIA guys that never actually went up against anybody, never were in the field, never did anything, and they just sit there as analysts and go on TV and lie to their prey, the American people. Everyone thinks it's so sexy. Oh, my gosh. Remember Gore Vidal when he went on CNN like 2003? He said, I just want to say this is the first time I've been on here lately. There hasn't been a general in the background telling everybody what to say and what to do. Folks, that's what goes on. We have an occupied, taken over government. I mean, those aren't words. It's not rhetoric. Now people see it. We have foreign interests that have taken over, that are signing us on to trillions in debt they're using to buy up the world. We don't get any of the benefits from it. They've exempted themselves from taxes. And they don't even have the common decency to not jack our food and water with sterilants and try to break up the family and train women to hate their men and train men to be arrested development. No wonder women don't want men nowadays. These aren't men. These are little boys. And it's all scientific. And I just sit here and say, hey, read the vaccine insert. Study elections. Look into world government. Look into carbon taxes. Look into it. Please. I know what I'm talking about. These are bad people. And I'm going to ask the same question I asked last Sunday. And I'm going to ask you right now. We're going to open the phones up after this next segment. If they're openly stealing elections and canceling them in front of everybody, and having a wall of mainstream media act like it's completely normal, and you turn on TV and the CIA is on there saying, I'm bad and I'm dangerous. That's what they said in the CNN piece. I played it Friday. I'm not going to play it again. Maybe we should pull it up and show folks the article. So it was like CNN freaks out over Alex Jones talking about protesting Trump theft. And it's just so creepy. Now, there's Buck Sexton up there. Let's look at Bob's Big Boy. That's a man. That's a tough guy. Crapping all over the country. What a joke. But you know what? Who's the bigger joke? We are ruled by Don Lemon and Buck Sexton. Because they go in little CIA briefing rooms and get taught the latest ways to con everybody. Let me give you a little news flash, boys. Almost no one listens to you or believes you. The government has a 9% approval rating, and you are on borrowed time. So you think you could steal the election right now and, you know, you're going to get away with it? Everything you do causes a chain reaction. It only makes it worse for you down the line. You think 9/11 and your stage event with the Saudis went well? Look how it blew up in your face 15 years later. It's not going to take 15 years to blow up in your face this time. This election theft will blow up in your face within 1 year. And when you and your buddies carry out false flags, that's the beginning of the end of your butt. Because let me give you a little newsflash. The people that pull triggers in this government, people that do the hanging, not the Bob Big Boy like you, but the real Americans that actually know what's going on in every corporate government system you can imagine are freaked out. They feel dishonored. They now know they were wrong. They know they were manipulated. They're upset. They're figuring out how to bring you to justice. I already knocked over the first domino with the American people. Just like Viva Vendetta. And nothing on earth's going to put the genie back in the bottle, boys. The real men are coming for you. You rest assured you're going to pay for what you've done. You know that too, don't you? Scared. You should be scared. You think you're going to take the country of George Washington and Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson? You made a mistake. You've taken America over. You ruled her. You used her power to dominate the globe. But in your totalitarian hate, you wanted to mount America's head on the wall and kill the spirit that made the country so great that you had harnessed. You had the great titans of the Republic pulling your demonic war wagon. But you were so envious and hateful of the great system that you had taken over that you attempted to kill it because of your envy and your jealousy and your hatred of it. Because you're lesser men. You're trash. You're boot-licking scum. And now the sleeping giant is awakening. And the fear in your eyes is evident. So steal this election all you want. Poison the food and water. Dumb down the public. Push as hard as you want. Human spirit is indomitable. Created and forged in the smithy of God himself. Humanity is rising. Stay with us. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Everything turns again. There is a season turns again.
Toll-free number to join us, open phones, the second hour, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. A first-time caller today, I haven't done that in a few weeks, 877-789-ALEX, on any subject, any question, any comment. But obviously, are you concerned that they've announced that they're canceling the Democrat and Republican caucuses and primaries in most states now and just saying, oh, your vote doesn't count now, even though we've advertised it, put out all the voting machines, your counties have paid for it. We're just ignoring that. Like the Communist Chinese Politburo that's unelected, who then decides who is in office. It's so epic, but the media is acting like it's no big deal. They're acting like it's an old shoe falling on the side of the highway or, you know, somebody dropping a penny. It's just, no big deal. No, this is the takeover of the country. And it's not going to be done big and spectacular. Martial law is here. I'm Big Brother. It's just, oh, yeah, you know, re-education camps have been built for those that cause problems. I mean, the Army, 5 years ago, we got the manual. Nobody believed it, but they later admitted it was real. Admits they're preparing re-education camps for veterans and gun owners. Now, to be clear, the Army itself and the military doesn't like that. They're the ones got us the intel. But they're being tasked to confiscate guns and have civil war. And that's not me telling you that 15, 20 years ago from my sources. They were beta testing it under Clinton. They're getting ready to go operational. I mean, how crazy is that? They just hope you don't go look up the Army Times and all this stuff where they just, oh, yeah, the military's training for its new enemy, the veterans and the gun owners and the Christians. What? Fort Hood teaches the founding fathers were bad? Fox News? Well, what? The word mother and father is bad? I mean, this is so crazy. Wake up to it, decide you can say no to it, and resist it. The military is awake. Why wouldn't they be? I'm surprised they're not more awake, quite frankly. I mean, I'm glad they're awake, but there's a reason they're the most awake. They're getting trained for this. Of course they listen now. Of course they know it's real. Because they're going to have to do it. And, man, I don't know what they got rigged or what they're planning to do, but it isn't pretty. It isn't pretty at all. And I just know I believe in humanity. I believe in our future. I want us to work together. And we have a very corrupt elite. I mean, look at Hillary. Look at these globalists. Look at Kim Jong-un. I mean, look at the arrogant sacks of crap that they end up putting in power over us because we've been inducted into totalitarianism. I want to play a bunch of clips here. Hillary celebrating that, you know, she'd already won the election and rubbing our noses in it. But there's a video up on InfoWars.com. Crazed communists attack InfoWars Trump supporters. And then six Trump supporters, two Hispanic, four white. There's like an hour-long video of this. This is just my analysis of it. They in Portland, they just go into the reading room. They advertise we're going to have a, you know, Students for Trump meeting. And they show up and begin screaming and yelling and saying you're racist and unfurling Mecha and La Raza flags that are like Hispanic Ku Klux Klan. I mean, for those the race everything, those have the race nothing. La Raza means race. Whatever. It's all Ford Foundation funded. To totally enslave everybody, have a fight with each other. And they run the white guys out saying you're a white male. And actually hit them and push them. They leave. And then they let the Hispanic guys talk and they kind of freak out on them. And it's just bedlam. And there's a bunch of videos of this all over the country. But this is the latest. We can't play a lot of this. There's so much cussing by the other side. They begin yelling and screaming, like, InfoWars, no, I'm scared. And this is the new thing where our reporters are all over the country following people protesting Trump. They hit you, they attack you, they tell you have no free speech, and then when they want you gone, they go, my safe space, get out of here, my safe space. And then they yell and scream and go, don't hurt me, don't hurt me. This is just insane asylum behavior, and this is what government-funded colleges are doing, run by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and others. This is what they want, is a bunch of dumbed-down people at each other's throats. This is so saddening. And this is meant so the white women, the Hispanic women and black women, it wasn't really men there doing it, become these ninnies of the state and have such chips on their shoulders, they can't ever get jobs or work with anybody or live. They're just in their own little ghettos, their own little barrios, their own little sections. You know, it's like the Appalachians in places where poor whites won't talk to anybody outside their little culture. So they're stuck in it. I mean, all the American people of every color want is prosperity and to love each other and have a good time. We all get along. We're just people. But the system in the name of diversity is they're injecting all this hate and vitriol. It's sick. So let's go ahead and go to the short clip. That's the woman off the side who they keep telling, they call the police for an hour as the anti-Trump people, over 100 of them, are bullying and attacking people and slapping them and hitting them and pushing them. And then the woman comes and she's yelling and screaming at everybody. She's mixed race, white, black, whatever. It's all the human family. And she's sitting there and she's and they go, she goes, I'm calling faculty. She goes, shut the F up. I am on faculty. I mean, these people are the new Mao Youth Brigades. And by the way, I've been up against them in Denver, in Austin, New York, you name it. Every time I get physically attacked, it's on video, it is Red Brigade Maoist. And they even on the video have Red Brigade, Red Power, Mao signs. Do you know about the Cultural Revolution, folks? 84 million people killed? How they got all the young people involved to take over? I mean, this is crazy. It's not a communist conspiracy. It's the globalists manipulating this. Let's play that clip one more time. InfoWars! This is faculty seeing people wearing my shirts flipping out. Go ahead. Now, full videos are up on InfoWars.com. They're amazing. Craze Communist Attack, InfoWars, Trump supporters, if you want to see it. Only this Hillary clip and some others. Also, the FBI director last week came out and said, don't just leave your webcam on, put a piece of tape over it. People are watching you. I was the first person ever to say do that 20 years ago when that first started coming out. It all proven correct and accurate. We're going to get to that clip of the FBI director as well. But first, by the way, speaking of InfoWars shirts, we've noticed about 10% of people at Trump rallies are InfoWars who are just supporting a free and open election even if they don't support Trump. If you want to meet like-minded people and support the broadcast and the reporters and the investigative journalists and buy your war bonds, get a Hillary for Prison 2016 shirt. They have two different variants up there. Get a Molon Lombe shirt. Get an anti-socialist shirt. It shows a guy with a gun with his holding to the person's head to take his money. Get out there and educate people and know that it's important to go out in front of these social justice warriors and exercise your free speech or you will lose it. The Federal Elections Commission is going after Joel Gilbert, who's with us tomorrow, the filmmaker, trying to indict him and put him in prison for political speech in his film criticizing Obama. They also are starting to list Drudge in the complaints and are preparing for his indictment if they get their way. That's from the Federal Elections Commission itself. I mean, people go, oh, whatever, who cares about Drudge or this guy? They'll get the biggest people and then that's next. Why Drudge came here a year ago or 6-8 months ago last year to warn everybody that he'd met with a Supreme Court justice. It's only two on the court that were conservative. I don't guess the other. That one's dead. And warn everybody. So InfoWarsStore.com. You got the T-shirts. Your purchase supports the broadcast. There's a promo code only running till noon tomorrow that is 25% off the promo code FREEDOM when you buy any InfoWarsStore.com Patriot apparel. Ball caps, shirts, sweaters, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off and free shipping with promo code FREEDOM at checkout. Promo code FREEDOM at checkout. And also DNA Force is now back in stock, our flagship nutraceutical product. Just so many other amazing products. Thank you for your support. It makes it all possible. Check it out today, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com to find the nutraceuticals. Let's go ahead and play Hillary here as we get ready to go out to break, celebrating her premature victory now that they're basically taking the delegates from Sanders when he wins states, the latest Wyoming. Here she is celebrating. She's going to be El Presidente. Here it is.
When you win.
Okay.
What's Bill going to be called? The first husband? And
This is the Hunger Games.
Pop, what's he going to be called?
Well, I mean, we really should run kind of a contest because some people have said, obviously, first gentleman. Uh-huh. That kind of fits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Others have said first mate, which I thought was kind of...
I like that.
Others have said first dude.
First dude.
So
that's
what I would call
him.
Yeah.
He's not
quite
nice.
Yeah. And how much influence do you think he'll have in the administration?
I think he'll, I hope he'll have a lot of involvement in, you know, starting the economy.
They've already done the race to that with Obama. Now it's if you're against her, you're against women.
Right.
The women all fired up with their winnings of this monster. It's all about girl power.
We need more jobs with rising incomes. A lot of the people who are angry, we were talking earlier about who goes to these rallies.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.